Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Daniel Holloway. First, let's hear about today's top stories from our own newscaster, Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hello, everyone. President Bush arrived in the Middle East today for a week-long tour. He'll try to reinvigorate the stalled Mideast peace process. He'll also be making a tour of Arab Gulf states to talk about the war in Iraq and what his administration has characterized as the growing international threat posed by Iran and its nuclear program. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran mounted this week after a confrontation on the open seas Sunday. That's when Iranian and American warships faced off against each other in the Persian Gulf. U.S. commanders say the Iranian vessels threatened to blow them up. Yesterday, the Pentagon released a 4-minute video that included audio of the apparent threat. In the recording, a man speaking English with an accent says, "I am coming to you. You will explode after minutes." Here's the first part of that tape.
"I am coming to you.
Inbound small craft. You are approaching a coalition warship operating in international waters."
That was a bit of the tape the Pentagon released related to the episode in the Persian Gulf. President Bush will be discussing Iran amid many other issues during his tour of the Middle East the next week. And the results are in New Hampshire. The word of the day is come back after a disappointing third-place finish in the Iowa caucuses last week. Hillary Clinton won the Democratic presidential primary, if you haven't heard already, defeating Senator Barack Obama and resurrecting her bid for the White House. And in the GOP camp, Senator John McCain beat his rivals. And nationwide, low poll numbers to come out on top in New Hampshire. It was a nostalgic win for McCain, who won the New Hampshire primary in the 2000 presidential race. This time around, McCain won a lot of independent voters to defeat former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. It was a bitter blow for Romney, who spent millions of dollars of his own money in hopes of winning the kickoff Iowa caucuses and the first primary. He finished second in both. Even so, the businessman turned politician said he would meet McCain next week in the Michigan primary. And thus it continues. And maybe it was because the races were so close. Maybe it's the media hype. Maybe it was the unseasonably warm weather. Whatever it was, voters in New Hampshire turned up at the polls in record numbers. According to initial estimates, about 500,000 people went to the ballot box yesterday to cast their votes in the nation's first presidential primary. That's about 40% of the voting age population in New Hampshire. That number breaks the previous record set in 2000 when 430,000 people voted in that primary. Voting officials in several towns in New Hampshire briefly ran out of ballots and had to substitute unused absentee ballots or photocopied ones to meet demand. That's the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Daniel.
Hey, Rachel. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.